Hi there, everyone. This is Donna Fox. I am calling. I'm talking to you live from Cleveland, Ohio. Today is July 17th, 2011, and big changes in the world, big changes in the energy, big changes in my life, and the one constant in my life is how much I love doing this program. So I am so happy that you're listening. I'm so happy that you are a listener of Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. And I would love to talk to you today about whatever your little heart desires, or if you have a big heart, I hope you have a big heart. You can, if you're in the U.S. or in Canada, you can call me at 888-260-3070. And if, in fact, you are out of the country or out not within the Canada or United States lines, you can call at 530-413-4511. That will work. So you're listening to Akashic Wisdom. My name is Donna Fox. It's spelled D-A-H-N-A. I know that some people don't like to pronounce that with a Donna, but it's D-A-H-N-A, Donna. And I've been working with the Akashic Records for over 15 years. And one of the things that I know about the Akashic Records is that they rarely will tell you what to do. They'll give you all the information you need to make the appropriate decision. And so we have some questions coming up tonight. We have some very interesting situations. And also, I welcome your calls and about any questions you have about your life or the world or whatever it is you have questions about. You can also email me those questions and at info@akashicwisdom.com. Just like the show, akashicwisdom.com. I'm sitting in front of my computer, ready to take your questions that you email, or ready to listen in if you want to call 888-260-3070. That's if you're in the United States or Canada. But tonight, we're just going to start off talking about a relationship. We're going to talk about what blocks us from attracting a healthy, loving relationship. And so I've had quite a few questions about that. So rather than mentioning any names, we are going to just approach the subject of what stops or blocks people in general from attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship. Now, clearly everybody has their own issues. Clearly everybody was raised differently. But what's coming forward today as a message for those people who are in relationship dilemmas is that it's really about your own personal self-esteem. And what the first thing that you really want to look at is how do you allow yourself to be treated by yourself? So in other words, like how do you treat yourself? Do you tell yourself the truth? Do you do things for yourself when you say you're going to do them? Do you trust yourself? Not only do you trust yourself, but do you love yourself? Do you do things for yourself that are loving? Now, I understand that there are many of you out there that may say, well, what does loving myself or doing things that show me I love me have to do with my subconscious or have to do with attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving relationship? And what's so important for you to understand is that the way you treat yourself sets the groundwork and the foundation for the type of relationship that you attract. And many times the way you've learned to treat yourself is a direct relationship to how you saw your parents interact with each other. And you made some decisions around that when you were a kid. Some of the decisions were, that will never be me. Some of the decisions were, relationships are hard. Sometimes you might have viewed a relationship between your mom and your dad that was distant, that was anything but loving, maybe even abusive or physically abusive. And so the way our personal relationships, the way we handle our personal relationships are in direct relationship with how we learned about love and how love works at the knee of our parents. See, children are great observers, and they will observe and emulate and mimic more than you realize. I mean, how many times have you made a, you know, said a swear word in front of a kid, and the next thing you know, that's their favorite word? But that's a small idea of all the ways that children learn how to approach life from their parents. Not because of what their parents taught them, but what their parents showed them. So the majority of your beliefs around how the world works with relationships or men and women exchanges, romantic exchanges, you learned from your parents. Well, who else were you going to learn from? Whoever was the authority figure in your life or not, you learned from that person. And if, in fact, you didn't have any major authority figures, you learned from television. You learned from the way television families reacted to each other. You may still have learned like that also, even if you were in a family. But you learned about romance as a child. And the way you interact with your significant others in this lifetime are very similar to your underlying beliefs of how it works. Now, one of the things that's coming forward that needs to be re-looked at is, what are the underlying beliefs you have about yourself and about how romance, how relationships, how they work? What are the components? What are the requirements? Or how does someone show love? So if you were raised in an abusive home where your one of your parents was either put down emotionally or verbally, if you were in a verbally abusive home, then that's how you learned love. That's how you learned what love was about, because you saw and you heard your parents argue, let's say, or your parents, let's just say your dad put your mom down or put you down. You learned because in your mind, that parent was bigger than life, and they always had to be right. And so when they were right, you had no choice but to believe them. So over the years, the many times of a parent telling you you're not good enough, or that you're not lovable, or that you'll never make anything out of yourself, or variety of different things that parents say, in some cases because they want their children to be better, damage that child when they're an adult. So it's going to be very important, if you have children, for you really to take a look at how you talk to them. I want to remind you of the 800 number to call in to make comments or ask questions. It's 888-260-3070 if you're in the United States or Canada. And if you're out of the country, you can call in to 415. Get that for you. 415-4, excuse me. You can call in to 530-413-4511. So sorry about that. So if you're out of the country, I think our country code is 011, and it's 530-413-4511. Or again, if you're in U.S. or Canada, it's 888-260-3070. So the idea here is that working with yourself, you have to start identifying the belief systems that actually hold you back, not just from relationships, but from succeeding or self-sabotage or what you need to be able to feel good about yourself. And it all boils down to how you viewed the world through the eyes of your parents. So I'd like you to kind of think about that tonight. And again, this program is so much more enlightening, and it's so much more interesting if you call in with questions or comments. So the healthy, loving relationship begins with you. It begins on you taking that one step to make an appointment with a doctor that does nothing that looks at your heels and your legs and the way you walk. And that the reason why that's important is because the way you carry yourself says a lot about how you feel about yourself. And it's all combined. It's all combined. Absolutely. So what are your beliefs about love? What are your beliefs about relationships? How do you believe someone shows you they love you? Many times, women especially grow up thinking that if a guy is jealous, that shows them he loves them. And so what seems to be romantic and macho and makes you feel that he cares so much for you that he would fight for you or that he doesn't want anybody else to have you, turns into a very ugly kind of a situation where once you're together, that jealousy can become very, very tiresome, especially when you're not doing anything wrong. So really look at what your belief systems are and how you receive love. And it would be important for you to just journal that down, to make a list of what your beliefs are about how love is. Like what the woman's role is, what the man's role is, how it should look, how it should feel. That'll be very important for you tonight. And so again, the telephone number is 888-260-3070. If you have any comments, I will tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, it's about 11:15 here in Cleveland, Ohio, and I will continue, just chatting with you for about 15 more minutes. But if no one calls in, I'm going to end the show early. So you've got your fair warning is here.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge.
Sorry if you lost me. I'm back again. I will be moving, and when I move, I'm going to have a landline that is not going to have anything to do with UVerse or have anything to do with any kind of wireless phones. It's going to be a landline that's hardwired, and that's the way I'm going to do business from now on, because these cordless phones and wireless phones, and they just don't give the right reception. And I'm going to it's interesting, because whether it's UVerse or I'm on Vonage right now, doesn't make any difference. It's something goes awry when I'm on these phones energetically. So we're going to have to, we're going to get a regular landline, and that'll be it. So, yeah, so anyway, back to what we were talking about. I'm looking here. About a question that you may want to ask yourself. What would your life be like if you were living the life of your dreams? Like if you were to have all the things that you wanted, what would your life look and feel like? And that's most important. What would your life feel like? I mean, it may have something to do with money, and it may have something to do with a job, but how would your life be different if you could have it any way you wanted it? What I'm currently working on is a soul blueprint concept through the Akashic Records. And so I am going to be looking for folks to do some experiments with, not physical experiments, but more ideas of coming up with their soul blueprint. And so I'm going to be offering at a very reduced rate 1-hour sessions that where we can explore your soul's blueprint for $50 an hour. So if there's somebody out there that would like to be a part of this beta, if you will, test, you could receive an Akashic Records Soul's Blueprint consultation. It's an hour for $50. So if that's of interest to you, please call me. I'm going to give you my private number for offline at 216-691-1233. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So those are again, info@akashicwisdom.com is where you would, let me know that you wanted to be a part of this beta testing for the soul's blueprint. I'm not going to tell you very much about it other than it's very exciting to learn about. So, and part of it has to do with living the life of your dreams. And knowing how to get the happiness, the joy, the bliss that is many times eludes us. So let me know. Let me know if that's something you'd like to do. I've also been talking to people that are overly tired. They can't keep their eyes open this week. And so it's a stress overload. And when that happens, give yourself a break of time. Get up, have tea, refocus. It might even feel good to go out for a time being or become creative or maybe even take a game of solitaire just to get your mind off of things. But notice that it's the long run that you're working for, and you should be embracing you, not fighting you. Embrace you. Embrace your focus. Embrace your vitality. And reap the rewards of embracing your talents. And so when you're thinking about the life that you truly would like to live, it's really about what talents would you be willing to give to the world? Which talents are you willing to go ahead and offer to the world? Because once you come up with a blueprint for yourself, it stands to reason that blueprint will then always be yours. And it's virtually indestructible from anybody else. The only person that can destroy your dreams is you, by allowing other people to rob you of your dreams or tell you that's not possible. And I'm here to tell you that anything is possible. Anything. So would like to just hear from anybody who wants to give a call. Okay, 888-260-3070. Okay, you got 5 minutes, and then I'm out of here. Only because I love you very much, but I don't want to talk to myself tonight. I've got to tell you that today's been an important day for me. A very important day. I signed a very important contract today, and my whole life's going to change in the next month. I will be living someplace else, and there's just a whole lot happening. But then that's the energy of what's going on today. Everybody is questioning their existence. Not just should I be here, but what am I here for? And that's why the life blueprint, the soul blueprint, will be so important. Absolutely. So, my friends, it's now 11:20, actually 11:22 here in Cleveland, Ohio, and I'm going to shut the show early. If you have any questions for next week, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me personally at 216-691-1233, and just leave a voicemail for a question you would like answered next weekend, and we will go from there. So, love you very much, but I'm going to sign off for now. So this is Donna Fox saying thanks for listening, and I will talk to you next week. Please keep those cards and letters coming in. Thanks so much. Good night.